'80s, man. Rough.
I'm not sure which one I like more, this or the Super Bowl Shuffle. It's pretty good.
I like the, what was the one with the Bears with the refrigerator
that was
Perry?
Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yeah. No, that was that's much better than this.
It's quality
piffle.
This has the most syllables per second of any NFL tribute video of all time, in my estimation. You know, Christian
yes.
Hand with me. This is Andy in the Afternoon. We wanted to do this yesterday, but fate intervened, and we needed to take some time out and recognize a legend in Glenn Frey. But this show went on the air Friday.
Hold on. Can we listen to what's happening right now?
Back to that. We can't sing, and our dance is not pretty, but we'll do our best for the team and the city.
Right?
So get on your feet and clap your hands. Let's ram it right now with the L.A. Rams.
Hollywood handsome, Dodge City tough. If you throw it my way, it's going to get rough. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me.
Nobody likes ramming any more than
him. No.
So that's the official Rams football song, when the Rams used to call L.A. home. Christian, do you know the Rams were here for, what, 40 years?
It must have been something like 40 years.
See, now, I don't like the attitude you're having with this. This means a lot to me.
I'm glad.
The NFL being, have we talked about me winning my fantasy football league this
year? No, we haven't, because I don't care about it.
Okay. We can cover that another time.
Yeah,
because
let's do that.
I have something I want you to do.
I'm going
to
write this down. Cover this Andy show, winning his...
This show went on the air on Friday.
Yes, it did.
Last week, we found out that the Rams are coming to Los Angeles, returning triumphantly. So I want you to welcome them, because the people at the Rams organization haven't done it properly.
Not a thing.
Usually, they come out with all those silver shovels.
Yep.
And they everybody puts one in the dirt and they
yep.
do it. They did something for repaving Century Boulevard, but
yeah.
they didn't do anything for the hole that they're building to put the Ram Stadium in.
You're saying no ceremony at the Ram Hole, Andy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't have one of those.
Now, what do you got?
I don't have one of those big...
A shovel?
But I do have a trowel.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
shiny.
All right. Well, that
Here,
fits in with... That's the budget.
Take this trowel.
Yeah.
I want you to get on the road right now. Take Michael
right.
from the street team.
Yeah.
And I want you to go to Inglewood, to where they're digging the ram hole. And I want you to put that, shove it, pierce the earth
uh-huh.
where they're building this... The only dedicated NFL stadium that this town's ever seen.
Right.
I want you to go down and build that.
And you're sending me specifically because I don't care?
Yes.
Okay, all
yes.
right. What else you got
because
for me?
I know you won't steal this wonderful merchandise.
No, sir.
You can be trusted with this.
Yeah. What is
I
that?
Have, this is one of those things you put on your window.
It's like a window flag.
It's a window flag.
Right,
Rams.
Right.
So people can follow you from 5900 Wilshire if they, because you're leaving in 5 minutes.
Okay.
They'll follow you down to Inglewood. I'm sure there's going to be a procession. Don't break any traffic laws.
Try not to.
Here's a sign to hold up if someone's does. It says, stop, Rams country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I have a beanie, a Rams beanie for you.
Okay.
That thing's $25.
Gee, that's the budget shot for the year on this bit.
There's a shirt here. This one is a Rams t-shirt. That's actually nice.
That is nice.
And I've got some gloves.
Okay.
For this chilly day.
Great.
Take all of this.
Yes.
And put that pierce loam and turn a spade
mm-hmm.
for everyone here who is a Rams fan. Take all of this and go now and... Someone at the appointed time, you're going to announce where you are. Someone can come down. I want you to give them the Rams gear off your back.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the Ram Hole on Santa Monica Boulevard next to Rage, and I'm going to put my trowel in a guy. What am I doing?
No, that's the wrong.
That's not it.
That's the wrong
Ram
Hole.
So I'm going to go. All right. So I'm going. Where am I going?
You're going
Irvine?
To
Inglewood.
Inglewood.
All right.
Inglewood.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to try to get.
Get out the Thomas Guide and see if you can find it.
Man, remember when we had to use a Thomas Guide in this town?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go to the Ram Hole. We're going to encourage people to meet me there?
Yes.
All right, let's do this.
Get on the road, and we're going to be checking in with you, all right? Now, this is Dustin Gwynn.
Love it. It's
Kansas.
One of my favorites.
You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon.
All right, let's get out of here.
Hit the road.
Oh, man.
Thank
radio.
You, Christian.
Yeah.
Way to kick it off. Andy in the Afternoon. Along with Christian James Hand, who we've sent out on patrol this afternoon. That's David Bowie off the Let's Dance album. By the way, guess what the sales have done for Let's Dance in this last week since the passing of David Bowie? Up 1,911%. Nothing Has Changed went up 2,600%. Hunky Dory up 4,400%. Ziggy Stardust up 3,100%. And Best of Bowie up almost 7,000%. He's going to have album sales of 682,000 just this week, according to Nielsen Music. Death just gives you the bump. It's not the way you want to get it, but it certainly is going to turn a lot of people onto David's music who might not have previously been. I just thought a second ago, I was reminded, we didn't tell you what's going to happen the rest of the show. This is a brand new show, so we're going to be bribing you to listen. I'm going to play a song from the Eagles and Glenn Frey in just a second here, but I thought I'd let you know we've got tickets for the Rock Hall 3 for All a little later on, Heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Cheap Trick, Sting and Peter Gabriel on their Rock, Paper, Scissors tour, and the Imperial Ball. That's Johnny Depp's thing with special guests. You don't know who's going to appear. Alice Cooper, Steven Tyler, Joe Walsh. They've been there before. Who might it be this week? We don't know, but we'll talk with Nathan Fawley of the Duesenberg Guitar Organization. He's putting the whole thing together, and we're going to see if we can pry him for just a little bit of information. Maybe he'll tell us a little bit more about it. But I want to continue with this song from the Eagles, and I thought you'd like to hear tributes still coming in from all over the world. Last night, Jackson Browne, I believe, is performing in Florida, and he has this to say.
There's a song that I started. I don't know if I finish it. I do know that if I had finished it by myself, it wouldn't be the song that it is. It wouldn't be the song that I love.
And that song is Take It Easy. Yeah, Jackson and Glenn finished this one. And I would play you that version by Jackson, but the sound was pretty crappy, don't you think? Let's hear this one. It's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Yeah, that is the Men at Work, and who can it be now? I am Andy. This is Andy in the Afternoon, and I've got Christian. That's who it can be now. He's on the road. We sent him out to go to the Ram Hole. Can you hear me, Christian?
Yep.
How's it going?
It's a great bit, dude. Really genius. Genius idea to put me on the road in the middle of rush hour in Los Angeles.
So you left like 20 minutes ago from the station here, 5900 Wilshire, Fairfax and Wilshire. How far are you?
Just crossed over Venice on Pico. And I got 38% on my phone, and this machine that I'm talking into has got about 22% of battery left.
Okay, good.
So it's really working out well. And to add insult to injury, just so you know, they shoved me in the chick on the street car, so I'm driving in a bright pink frickin' thing looking like... I mean, this is not a good look for me.
Has anyone waved? Has anyone given you howdy do?
Not a sausage. Nothing. I barely even.
But do you have the flag? Do you have the Rams flag on the side?
The Rams flag is on the side. Yeah. So I got that going for me.
Christian is on his way down to the Ram Hole, the dig for the new Ram Stadium. We just think it's only deserving they get an official groundbreaking, and he's going to turn over a silver trowel and give someone all of the Ram gear off of his back. He's a giving guy. And also giving, speaking of, in just a moment, I'm going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule. I'm going to ask Christian a question today about Kiss on Paul Stanley's birthday. Question about Kiss. Think you'll get it right or wrong? You can call right now, 888-696-1003. I'll take the third caller, and you get to second guess him for a chance for tickets to see the Rock Hall 3 for All at the Forum, August 23rd. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. It's Heart, Joan Jett, and then the Blackhearts and Cheap Trick. That is what's up next on Andy in the Afternoon.
That's assuming the batteries stay on. Let's hope for the best.
Assuming that. Stick with us. This is 100.3 The Sound. All right, it's Andy in the Afternoon. We're going to talk to Christian in just a second, and we're going to talk to Nathan Fawley. He's the president of Duesenberg Guitars. He's the guy putting together this Imperial Ball, the Johnny Depp thing, where he brings these special secret guests that are rock the dump. Well, we're going to find out. We're going to try to find out from him who some of those guests are in just a couple of minutes. But right now, it's time for...
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
That's right. Thank you, Dr. Hawking. It's open, Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Wednesday, January 20th, 2016. Now, hopefully we've got Christian on the line. Christian, you there? Okay, good. this is working like a well-oiled machine. Hopefully he pops in any second here. But on the phone, who's on the phone with me? Bradley? Hello?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Bradley. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Fe Springs.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So I'm going to ask, if I get him back on the line, Christian, a question about Kiss, and you get to second guess him. If we don't hear from him, then I'll ask you the question. That's what you call improvisation. Pretty cool, huh? Let me continue with the rest of the Classic Rock Time Capsule. We're going to home in on one incredible day. Today in 1965, when lots happened. First of all, the Miracles record this little gem in Hitsville, USA in Detroit. So take a good look at my face. Smokey. Boys is like butter. And you know, Smokey's a friend of the sound. He's hosted My Turn before. Meanwhile, here in Hollywood, that same day, 65, there's a recording session with the Byrds. They do their version of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man. Now, the producer doesn't have much confidence in anyone besides Roger McGuinn, so he hires Leon Russell to play keyboards, Hal Blaine of the Wrecking Crew to come in and play drums on the session. By the way, that producer is Terry Melcher, son of...
Hey, Santa, Santa.
Doris Day. Bradley, real quick, Doris Day, alive or not? What do you think?
No.
She is?
Yes.
She is. Okay. She's a way to waffle. Yeah, she's alive and well. 91 years old. Okay, so the rest of the band has the day off, I guess. What do they do? Watch TV? If they did, they would have been watching...
From ABC Television Center in Hollywood, Shindig,
where the musical guests are the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, Dave Clark Five, Petula Clark, Bobby Sherman, Bobby V, and Jerry and the Pacemakers. That's a lot of Clark and a lot of Bobby. This day in 1965, the man who coined the phrase rock and roll passes away here in Southern California.
Just don't know why I love it so.
Andy.
Yes, I hear you. Hold tight.
Okay. Thank you, Terry Nolan. And on with the rock and roll show. As we call it, our veteran trumpet player, Taft Jordan, with a wonderful blues written by Sammy Lowe, the big band plays Cool Papa.
Yeah. There's Alan Freed for you. And finally, one non-1965 memory worth mentioning. Today in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne bites the head off a bat at a Des Moines concert, contending he thought it was a rubber bat. After rabies injections at a local hospital, Ozzy says... That's right. Okay, so finally, here you go. It's your chance. Christian, you can hear me. The question for you, I want you to listen very closely, Bradley. I'm going to ask Christian a question, and you get to tell me whether you think it's correct or not. It's the 64th birthday of Paul Stanley of Kiss, all right? Christian, is Paul's persona in the band the demon, the star child, the spaceman, or the catman? What's your answer?
I'm going to go with the he's the cat guy for sure.
All right, Bradley, is he telling the truth? Paul Stanley, is he the catman, the spaceman, star child, or the demon?
I think he's telling the truth.
You think he's telling the truth? I'm sorry, Bradley.
You sucker.
I'm sorry. He is the star child, Paul. Paul Stanley is. Making friends, yeah. Christian. But we do let some live Paul Stanley and Kiss play us out of the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You stand by. This is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
And Morris, what did you marinate the steak in? Because it's out of this world. You're killing me with...
No.
It's a family secret. Huh?
Come on. You gotta tell me that. Come on, you could do it. Come on. What's the family secret recipe?
It's ground garlic and a little bit of soy.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I thought it was a family secret. You spill the secret family recipe today, maybe you spill about me tomorrow. Is that something maybe that's a possibility?
Oh, and Whitey doesn't like rats. That's Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger in the Black Mass movie that's out and nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award. On the phone, I have Nathan Fawley. Say hello to Nathan Fawley, everybody. He's the USA president of Duesenberg Guitars. Howdy, Nathan. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
This is Andy in the afternoon. You know, we've been giving away tickets this week for the Imperial Ball. We're the only people that have tickets for it, and that's because of this guy right here. For some reason, he likes us. And the Imperial Ball is coming up this Saturday, Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts at Servite. And Johnny Depp, what he does is puts on this show for charity every year, and he invites his friends. And the friends are people like Joe Walsh and Alice Cooper and Steven Tyler. But it's a very closely held secret until the show. Is that right, Nathan?
That is correct. It's a family secret.
It's a family secret. That's right. Do you think you could just whisper it in my ear? Just a little. Just give me a hint. Give me a hint.
You know, if we do that, you know, we'd have to get you. Kind of a thing. So
break my ankles.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, how about this? Duesenberg guitars. If you haven't looked up these guitars, they're ridiculous. It's about like $3,000 for me to get an entry level Duesenberg. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I think maybe Duesenberg should be the official guitar sponsor of Andy in the Afternoon. Maybe you should set me up. You know, I've been known to write a song every now and then.
We'll work something out. We'll work something
All right,
out.
I like the sound of that. No, seriously, though, just give us a hint. Give us just a tiny hint of who's going to win. Because like last year, was it last year when Joe Walsh played? And
yeah.
Nobody knew. Nobody knew he was going to be there.
That's what makes it so great. You know, this is our 10th anniversary party. And what makes it really special is, you know, we sell out the show, but no one really knows who's coming. So from Mike Campbell and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers right. with the Dirty Knobs over the years, and we've had Kenny Loggins, we've had Orianti, we've had, you know, all the guys from McCartney's band, we've had Kyle Gass, we've had all these different artists come, and no one knows who's playing. And it's really funny. Last year, Joe Walsh was coming, and I told him that I'm not going to let anybody know. And he goes, okay. And then when he walked out on stage, he realized no one knew he was coming. he thought it was fantastic. And so did the audience. And that's what makes it so great. We're doing two great, incredible charities this year. We're doing Art of Elysium, which is a great charity that goes in and helps kids in hospitals not to lose their faith in dreaming. And they help them with they help them with their imagination. They help them with the arts. They help them with song and painting. It's just an incredible charity that we're going to be involved with this year. And also Pet Orphans of Southern California. We all have pets and we know how important they are. And unfortunately, so many of them are abused and just left to the roadside. And Southern California Pet Orphans does an incredible job of just rescuing these pets and finding great, long-lasting homes for them.
Sounds good. Nathan, you've already sold the tickets, so there's no more money to be raised for the organizations at this point. Unless, I think you should get Johnny on the phone with me this week so we can we can make a plea. Make him the first big get for Andy in the Afternoon.
Well,
what do you think?
I know they started rehearsals. You know, the closed door. You know, the joke is we named the band with no names. And it's always a pretty spectacular group of guys that walk out on stage. But what's great for the audience is no one knows.
All right.
And that's always when Steven Tyler walked out a couple years ago, no one had any idea until somebody brought out his mic stand. And that made it
the scarves. They see the scarves and they know.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, Nathan, thanks for taking time to talk to us. I'm serious.
No,
get Johnny Depp on the phone with me and send me a Duesenberg guitar. We'll do our best to talk about the show and about the cause. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give away two pairs of tickets to that some in the next half hour. Also, we talked to Mark Thompson coming in just moments here on Andy in the Afternoon. So stay tight. This is 100.3 The Sound. It's Mark in the morning. I mean, Andy in the Afternoon. Mark in the afternoon. So confused. How's it going, man?
Dude, I miss you.
I miss you too.
You know, look, it's what it is. I said on Monday Tuesday that I agree with the move. Dave's trying to build a personality radio station, but it doesn't stop me from not seeing your face every morning. And bottom line is, I miss you. But in time, you are going to own the afternoon, and we're going to spend a bunch of time together.
The other morning, I woke up, I kissed the pillow and pulled it closer and called it Mark. It's a hard adjustment. It really is. That's what she said. Really, really do miss you. And I'm sorry that we haven't had a chance to talk, mano a mano so far about the Panthers, Gurr.
Let me just say, I have two statements to make, and the first one is this one.
Stand and cheer for the Panthers.
Yes!
Stand and cheer for the team.
Yes!
The pride of both Carolina.
Yes!
And city of the Queen.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, all the kids are flying in. We're going to the game. It's going to be butt cold, crazy weather.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a blizzard, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it's nuts. Yeah. And I'm telling you, the NFC got it right. These are the two best teams. This thing is going to come down to it. It is going to come down to the last 3 seconds. It could be an onside kick. It could be a field goal. But this is the game.
Yeah.
As much as Peyton Manning wants this, I don't think that they can up Brady. But this is the game.
It's
going to come down. We're there. We're in it. We're on it. I'm the 12th man. The reason that we have done what we have done is because of me.
It is. I think that's indisputable. Well, Mark texts me. We were texting back and forth during the game. And, of course, Seattle comes back and he writes, OMG. And I wrote back, OMGR. I'm telling you, you take that, you put that on a sign, you're on TV, dude. OMGR. You heard it here.
We make the Jumbotron.
Do you have something to announce?
Yeah, well, basically, I want to remind everybody, we spent a year, Andy, me, Gina, Danny, Jackie, whoever, we spent a year building what is Mark in the Morning. And coming up Friday, February 26th, we have a show at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills. Joining us now, we're going to have a ton of Mark in the Morning stuff. Jackie's Mexican word of the day.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do a live itty bitty. Andy's going to be there. So a ton of the crap from the show. But we've got on stage Richard Page from Mr. Mister singing his hits.
Awesome.
You've also got John Andrasik from Five for Fighting live on stage singing not only this, but Superman. Check this out.
It's so good.
Oh, I can't wait. We had to order a Yamaha M7. What the hell is that?
I think that's a weapon. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we got it for him.
Caught in between 10 and 20 and I'm just dreaming. Counting the ways to where you are. I'm 22.
We also have live... on stage,
so
Michael Anthony, original bassist for Van Halen. We've got a great vocalist coming in. We're going to give you not one, not two, but three Van Halen classics.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me, so I don't know what I'm
this show's going to be so, so good.
Oh, dude, I was looking at the grid. We have so much show. We're going to be in there for 7 hours. Now, do you remember a band called the Sanford Townsend Band?
Of course.
John Townsend, Ed Sanford, both of them are going to be on stage as they give you smoke from a freaking distant fire.
You left me here on your way to paradise.
Now, I'm going to give you breaking news. For Andy in the afternoon, I haven't even announced this. I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. For Andy in the afternoon, we have added three, not one, not two.
Three
brand new elements.
Really?
It'll be announced tomorrow.
That happens tomorrow morning on Mark and Morning.
Yes, at 7:10.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it to you, Andy.
Oh, you're going to tell me now?
Yes.
You're going to make the premiere right now.
Andy, tell me the name of another man that loves you more than Mark loves you. You don't have one.
I really don't.
That's right. I fell in love with a man in 2015. It's Andrew Chandler. Yeah. All right, so here's what we got. Joining us live on stage, the voluptuous, the wonderful, the hysterical, and he witnessed it, Terry Polo.
I have,
awesome.
Had his friend, and I do, I swear.
Joining us live on stage, if he's not on a set somewhere acting,
yes.
Jason Priestley.
Good to see you. Yeah,
what?
I think we need to have some man-to-man, Brandon.
Yeah, I was coming over to see you regarding the same matter.
What? A little man-to-man. That's awesome.
But get this. Coming out with strippers dancing behind him.
Yes.
The lead singer
Please
of
say
Warrant.
Me. Please say me.
It's coming to sing Cherry Pie.
Awesome.
Taste so good.
You know, with Cherry Pie is being sung, you got to have strippers in the room. It's just what it is.
But I don't get it because that song is 100% literal. It's about baked goods.
So now listen, people. Why do I feel like Paul Stanley all of a sudden? The bottom line is the tickets are going on sale Friday morning at 8. It's at the Saban Theater. It's going to sell out. Now, we've got a special promotion you can get involved in where you can text Mark to 21003 and you can do the early sale.
That's right.
But other than that, at the stroke of 8, it goes on sale and it's going to, because we've only got 1,700 or 1,900 tickets. I'm not sure which. But that starts Friday morning at 8 o'clock.
Dave just handed me a piece of paper. It said, text Mark to 21003. Standard messaging and data rates apply. But we'll send you a pre-sale code early Friday so you can get the best seats early Friday before all the other schmoes.
Yeah, and if you don't have a bunch of money, that's fine. We've got very affordable up in the balcony. Hey, at least you're in the room. Then you've got orchestra. Then you've got the first few rows. And if you're in the first few, you're obviously going to pay a little more for that, but there's perks in the first few rows. Oh. Andy will be there, and get this.
Oh, yes.
Here's another gift. Andy is going to sing Katie's theme live.
I would not miss this for the world.
I looked at the grid. We have too much show. But I wanted to announce to you the new gets. We're going to do that again tomorrow morning, but you got it first.
Awesome.
Be in the room at the Saban Friday night, February 26th. We're working with a hotel. Because it's going to go late. We've got too much, and we're going to work with a hotel to get you a special rate. So, Mark in the morning celebrating 1 year. Andrew is a huge part of that. So join us Friday morning as the tickets go on sale for our Friday celebration. And I worked it out with Peter. What? We've got a separate room with a bar, Andy. Yeah.
You had me at free liquor. It's going to be fantastic.
Hey, when I called Polo today, the first thing she said was, okay, is liquor involved? I said, yes. She said, I'm in. I'm there.
Awesome.
Andy, I love you. We'll do this. Next time, we'll just kind of hang out.
I love it. Well, this is fantastic. You broke news right here on this show.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Only for Andy in the afternoon.
So 7:10, get all the details. And once again, Mark to 21003 if you're not driving so you can be in the Mark Text Club and get that early pre-sale. Love you, brother.
I love you, Andy Chandley. I love you.
Talk to you soon. And we're going to check in with Christian here in just a few minutes. He's out on the road going to the Ram Hole. It's Andy.
Sounds dirty.
It kind of does. Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sun. Good golly, Miss Molly. Sure like the ball. Hey, we're going to give away some ball tickets in just a minute. The Imperial Ball 2016. It's Johnny Depp, and he's helping out charity. He does it every year. And we'll find out who those guests are. Joe Walsh, Alice Cooper, Steven Tyler. They've all been a part of it in the past. I'm sure it will be someone wonderful. I've got Christian Hand on the phone with me. Call right now if you want a chance at these. We're going to play Guess How Many Balls Are in Christian's Bag. 888-696-1003. Call right now, and we'll get some callers lined up. You can't guess the same number twice. It's a number between 1 and 10. Christian, have you arrived at the Ram Hole?
I'm at the Ram Hole. I got my ball bag. This is just turning into a real banner day for me.
So you're at I sent him down to Inglewood to put a silver spade into the ground and turn it over to do official groundbreaking on behalf of the Sound. I assumed you'd be escorted off of the property immediately, but that doesn't happen?
No, it seems that nobody actually cares that I'm here. So security is tight.
All right.
At the Ram Hole.
All right, well, so we're going to do that in just a few moments, the ceremonial turning of the spade. We should tell people where you are. The first person down there is going to get all of the gear that's on your back. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a UConn and Sentry, but we've actually a dude contacted me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he says he works here, and he's going to get us onto the actual land.
Oh.
So we're not we might have a very special ceremony happening inside the actual. Yeah, I mean, the greatest thing would be if I cared. That would really just make this bit
football.
So much better.
It's
right.
The passing of John Lennon was announced on Monday Night Football, Christian. Mm-hmm. It's a part of the fabric of this United States.
Yeah, I like the trying to tie it into John Lennon's death is not going to make me
see,
any...
See, now you turned into something awful. Okay, let's
see. Are the phones lighting up?
Yes.
So you want some ball bag?
We're gonna go. Don't yell. You're overloading the mic. We're gonna go to the phone, and we're going to have someone guess how many balls are in. Yeah. This is a sold out event. How many balls are in Christian's ball bag? Do I have someone on the phone? Hello. Caller number one? Hello? Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
You're going to get a chance for some tickets to the Imperial Ball. You're over 21, right?
I am over 21.
All right, so a number between 1 and 10. We can't guess the same number twice, so for the next person guessing. But I'm confident you'll get it. How many balls are in Christian's bag?
It is not seven.
I'm so sorry, Kathy. Try again. We'll be giving away tickets all week. Moving on to the next caller. Hi.
That's a big ball bag, Andy.
Hi, it's Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. What's your name?
I'm Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. You can't guess seven. Between 1 and 10, how many balls does Christian have in his bag?
Five.
It is not five. Mm. But thank you for guessing. All right, moving on to
five.
To the next caller. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's Michelle.
Michelle, you can't guess five or seven. Between 1 and 10, how many balls are in Christian's bag?
Three.
That's right.
That is the correct answer.
Oh, my gosh, Michelle.
Brilliantly done.
See,
almost like you're telepathic.
I knew she, this is a person, this is a person who can guess about balls. Great job, Michelle. Don't hang up, okay? I'm going to have Josh get some information from you, but you're going to the Imperial Ball, a sold-out event that's coming up this Saturday, okay? All right. Well, you hold tight. And in the meantime, Christian, find your location inside so we can have the ceremonial turning of the spade, the breaking of ground at the Ram Hole.
I'm going to call you back. Our ride is here, so we're going to go get set up, and then I'm going to call you back.
All right. Andy in the afternoon. All right. The song's kind of mixed together pretty well, didn't they? We've sent Christian Hand out. This is 100.3 The Sound. And Andy in the afternoon, he's on his, well, he's already there. He's at the Ram Hole, where the big stadium is being built in Inglewood. We're going to check in with him in just a moment here. It's going to be a ceremonial turning of the spade, an actual breaking of ground that you'll hear right here. This is a historical moment that you're going to hear on Andy in the afternoon. And then he's going to tell a listener where they can meet him in a dark alley in Inglewood. I'm seriously not trying to get the show all to myself. Where he can give away all the Ram gear that he is bedecked in. He's got all kinds of stuff on him. So be listening for that in just a few moments. Plus, a little bit later in the program, we've got tickets to Sting and Peter Gabriel. They're playing the Rock, Paper, Scissors Tour at Hollywood Bowl. That's coming up on July 17th. And just a half hour away from 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. This is Andy in the afternoon. We got some Doobie Brothers in just moments. Stick around. This is 100.3 The Sound. Hey! 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 Ram it! This is Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. We've dispatched Christian Hand to go out to the Ram Hole, the hole where they're building the big, beautiful ram. And we got down there, and he was reached out to on Instagram by someone, a foreman on the dig. Took him right in there in the chick on the street. You borrowed the chick on the street car. How do you feel driving that around with a bunch of burly construction workers looking at you?
It's awesome. If I don't get bashed on the way out of here, it'll be great.
He's wearing all kinds of Ram gear. He's got a shirt.
No,
he's got a
I'm
hat,
not.
He's
I just put
gloves.
Your stupid hat on. I put your stupid hat on. I'm not wearing anything else. That's it.
He's got a stop sign. He's got the flag. You can have it all. Yep. The first person to meet him at Carlton Drive and Pinkay. Carlton Drive and Pinkay. Don't hurt yourself driving there. But he's just going to take everything off his back and give it to you. All right, Christian. Take that silver trowel and shove it, thrust it into the earth with passion, and turn over a spade, symbolically breaking ground on this, the most hallowed of temples in Southern California.
By the power vested in me by this stupid show and this ridiculous day, I'd like to officially welcome the Minnesota Rams Los Angeles. What are they?
Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, but where are they coming from?
It doesn't matter.
They're not here now, are they?
It doesn't matter.
I'd like to welcome them
back. They were in a hotel for a few years.
I'd like to welcome them back to Los Angeles. I, for one, can't wait for the first game. Welcome to Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, God.
Welcome.
I should have sent someone who cared.
Welcome to the Ram Hole. All of this will be yours.
It's hurtful. Carlton Drive and Pinkay. I did not send
you to... It looks like the end of the world here, man. I'll be honest with you. It really does. It looks like the earth after we've left. It's not good. And if you live down here,
it just looks like a strip mine, doesn't it?
It's awful. It really does. It looks like I might be contracting cancer at this point. I'm not entirely sure, but
we haven't done a study on the land just yet.
No. All right. And if you live down here, traffic's about to suck because I just realized it's literally right next to the Forum. So if there's a Forum show and a game at the same day, forget it. Game over. You're never getting home. Speaking of which, neither am I.
All right. We're going to play some Doobie Brothers. Carlton driving Pink A. He'll give you all the stuff that's on his back. Christian, you're a good man. Come back to the studio. Come as fast as you can.
Nope. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
It's Andy in the afternoon.
With me.
Andy in the afternoon with Free. And also before that, you heard a little bit of the Kids and the Police. We have tickets coming up in just a few minutes on 100.3 The Sound for Sting and Peter Gabriel, the Rock, Paper, Scissors tour at the Hollywood Bowl on July 17th. So stick close. We'll have a chance to maybe give those to you. But in moments, we start up 100 minutes of classic rock commercial free. Christian Hand on his way back from christening the Ram Stadium. Way to do that, buddy. Where are you at right now?
We're in some cluster neck neighborhood thing, trying to avoid traffic. I got to tell you, I got a little teary-eyed during that ceremony.
Yeah,
I
saw you did that.
It meant a lot to me.
Wonder what the over and under is on Christian making it back to the studio, coming up the 405 and the 10th.
I'm going home now. He's dropping me off there.
He's going to come back to the studio, I swear to you. He'll be back before the 100 minutes. We're going to show the beauty of 100 minutes of classic rock. That's all coming up. Stick around. We start that 100 minutes next on The Sound. All right, it's going to be an hour and a half before you hear a commercial here on 100.3 The Second. I've got 100.3 The Sound. I've got Bob Seger in just a second, but Christian is on his way back to the studio. I thought we'd check in periodically throughout this just to see where he is. Where are you at right now, Bob? Christian? He's going to be checking in from Starbucks. I sent him in there to get me some coffee. Christian? What could possibly go wrong with the equipment? All right. Well, he's going to be doing that. But I wanted to let you know that we've gotten lots of mail over the last couple of days about the show. One, Christopher Herney wrote, "So what is the format of the show? I'm not familiar with either name, Christian or Andy. So why is this show compelling? Curious." That is a good question. Bob Doe, congrats. I can't wait. Katie Rindernecht said, "Afternoons just got fun again. Woohoo!" And then Lori Hoeggs wrote, "Enjoyed the heck out of you and Mark in the morning, so we'll be listening to you and Christian James Hand in the afternoons. Will pajama time be taking the place of Andy's classic rock time capsule?" She's talking about on the last couple of days, I've been doing a bedtime story for my son Silas because I now can't be there for him because we're here until 7 o'clock. No, we're doing classic rock time capsule. You heard that just a few minutes ago or an hour ago, I guess. And tonight, I'm going to read another story using a $100 million radio station to tell a story to my son in the Valley. Tonight it's going to be Sander Boynton's "What's Wrong, Little Pookie?" So 6:45, tune in and join us for that. I'll put your kids to bed. Then you and the wife can have a drink. 100 minutes commercial free for your drive home. It's 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. You're listening to 100 minutes of classic rock without commercial interruption. This is 100.3 The Sound, a program called Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley. I sent Christian Hand out to Inglewood, and he's on his way back. And I lost contact with him. And you should know, he was going into Starbucks, and he asked if I wanted anything. And I said I wanted a small coffee, a short coffee with two shots of espresso in it, something they call a black eye. So to sum up, I sent Christian into an Inglewood Starbucks to order a short black eye, which you have to enunciate very, very clearly. Very clearly. I want you to enunciate on the telephone here, 888-696-1003, because right after we play this Queen song, we're going to play a little game of Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rochambeau for some Sting and Peter Gabriel Rock, Paper, Scissors tour tickets at the Hollywood Bowl. So get on the phone, okay? 888-696-1003. Be nice to Josh. He's answering phones. He's the only help I've got this afternoon. Andy in the afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley, and Christian Hand on his way back from Inglewood. I sent him into Starbucks to get me a short black eye. which I hope he enunciates clearly. I haven't heard from him. I don't know what's happening. I'm assuming he's on his way back. Over and under on him getting back before 7 o'clock, we're not sure. But we can't wait. We've got tickets to give away for Peter Gabriel and Sting at the Hollywood Bowl July 17th. Tickets go on sale on Monday, January 25th at 10 a.m. That's this coming Monday. And we've got a pair of tickets to give away for this thing. The way we did it yesterday, and I think we're going to do it again today, we'll do it this way all week, we'll play Rock, Paper, Scissors, because that's the name of the tour, right? So we'll play a little Rochambeau. We've got somebody on the line. Who's talking to me? Who's this?
This is Chris from West Hills.
Chris from where?
West Hills.
From West Hills. All right, Chris. Well, I've got some tickets on the line here. You know how to play Rochambeau, right? Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we're going to throw at the same time, you and me. I'm going to count to... Actually, Josh, I'm calling Josh into the studio here. Josh, since Christian's not here, will you be the arbitrator? Because I'm going to be shouting the same time that he is.
I've got my black and white referee jersey on and the flag ready to go.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I want you to do give us a one, two, three, go.
Okay.
And on go, we're both going to shout out our answers, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Go ahead, Josh.
Okay. One, two, three, go.
Scissors.
Rock.
Ah! He wins.
He beat you.
The rock smashes it. That's fantastic. You, sir, are going to see Sting and Peter Gabriel at the Hollywood Bowl July 17th underneath the stars. So congratulations. What are you doing tonight? You on your way home?
No, I'm just sitting at home.
Sweet. All right. Well, put your feet up and listen to some more tunes. I've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock that I'm playing. Stay on the phone, though. Josh is going to get your info. The rest of us... we're going to enjoy a little Wider Shade of Pale. Procol Harum. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Christian has arrived back in the studio.
Yeah, well, was the juice worth the squeeze on that bit, pal? That's 2.5 hours of time it took to get maybe 30 seconds of airtime.
But wasn't it exquisite in the moment when it happened?
It was real. What do they get? Peabody's for radio? Is that the award that you get?
I think they're Marconi's. We won't be getting one for that. Well, Christian, if you just tuned in, went out to Inglewood to personally dedicate the hole where they're building the stadium.
Yeah.
The temple of gridiron greatness where the Rams will be. The Ram Hole, we're calling
it. The Ram Hole, yeah.
And he stuck a spade right down in there and turned it over and symbolically welcomed the Rams on behalf of The Sound and Andy in the Afternoon.
And we did a ribbon cutting, pal.
You did?
Yeah, cut a ribbon. Yeah, yeah, tied a ribbon from one side of the fence to the other side and did a little ribbon cutting ceremony.
What?
It's all available, I believe, in video and pictures on the Sound website. But
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, right now we're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. I've got Marshall Tucker Band in just a second here. We're not going to play any commercials for quite some time, but there are a couple of things that have changed, and I thought you should know about them. One, Christian, from yesterday we had the list of the most douchebag names.
Yeah.
We tried to get you moved up from 24, and we asked our listeners, if you go back and check the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we have a podcast, by the way, which you can find on Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. Have you moved up from number 24?
Two massive things have happened, Andy, in the 24 hours since we started this campaign. I have moved from 24 to 22, but Donald Trump has been added as the douchebaggiest name, and he's in the 30s. So Christian is a douchier name than Donald Trump, and I'm not sure that that's actually accurate.
All right. Another thing that's changed, finally... the people at the Grammys have determined that they will move the Grammys from 8 p.m. tape delayed on the West Coast. They're going to show it now at 5 p.m. February 15th is when the Grammys are going to be on. So on the West Coast now, including here on CBS2, you're going to be able to see the Grammys in real time. That was so stupid. For the longest time, you'd see on social media who won everything, but they're the last show to do it. The Oscars, Golden Globes, they all moved up to 5 o'clock here, but now you're going to be able to see that on the 15th. And did you see what I did here?
No, I wasn't looking. I couldn't care a jot.
What music I'm playing?
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Who is it?
Who is this?
It's Graham Parker.
Ah, that was my... You're a...
See? The Grammys. We're talking about Graham Parker.
That was my idea.
Well, why didn't you remember who it was?
Well, because I just have the ideas, man. I'm not the execution guy. My brain is too big.
So this is kind of the width and the breadth of it. It's Andy in the Afternoon. We talk about music.
Yeah.
We go out and we dig ram holes.
Yeah.
Get some coffee. It's
a great show today. Knocked it out of the park, man. We could quit.
Might not be our choice. MTB, can't you
see?
They'll
be giving away tickets or something coming up.
We're going to do that. All right. Wow. Yeah. Okay. We're going to give away tickets to that Imperial Ball.
Mm.
You're going to love how we do that.
Mm.
It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian.
I am.
He's a little surly.
Nah.
It's 100.3 The Sound. That's a good one. John Mellencamp off the Nothing Matters and What If It Did album. Ain't Even Done With The Night.
What was that other album we were talking about that we really liked? What is it?
Which one?
The yellow covered one that we were just talking about?
Oh, Mr. Happy Go Lucky from 97?
So good.
He's got, you know, John Mellencamp. Don't sleep on John Mellencamp. No. He's not just the Hurt So Good guy. He put out some really good records in the 90s.
Yeah, but you are a little bit gay for him, let's be honest. I mean, you go a little too far.
Well, yeah, I'm from Indiana.
Right.
And in Indiana, they pass out his albums. Yeah, instead of a right? Sam and Ann, the primers that you would bring, they pass out those albums.
All right.
So, it's... It's de rigueur there. Mm. I want to tell you, first of all, in just a couple of minutes, we've got tickets to this Imperial Ball. It's the thing that Johnny Depp puts together. You don't know who's going to show up. We don't know who's going to show up. Today, I tried to get information out of Nathan Fawley about it, the guy that puts it together for the...
Yeah, I was in a car stuck in traffic on Fairfax. How'd that go?
He would not crack.
Really?
He would not tell me anything.
Yeah, that's lame.
But it's going to be somebody fantastic, and we're the only station that has tickets for it. Well, we're going to give away some tickets here in just a little bit and get you on the phone for that. But I wanted to tell you about another concert quickly. We're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, so I'm going to be back in CCR in seconds here. But make sure you listen to Mark in the Morning tomorrow morning. He dropped the information a little while ago, but I'm not going to... You got to tune in the morning. If you missed it earlier, you have to tune in. 7:10 is when he'll drop the full information for the first anniversary show. Tickets go on sale at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. But I will tell you this. If you want to get the good seats, get the jump on the good seats for it, then you need to join the Mark Text Club. If you're not driving right now, text Mark to 21003. It's M-A-R-K to 21003. Standard messaging and data rates apply and all that good business. But we'll send you a pre-sale code early Friday so you can beat the rest of the Shlomos out there and get your tickets before the general public for that concert. Christian's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Everybody from Mark in the Morning is going
to
be there.
Were you listening the other morning?
The station is going to be there. No.
So the other morning announces that the Mr. dude is probably going to be showing up.
Yeah.
So I requested that I be allowed to play drums on Kyrie. So now an email chain has started where I have to go and audition to be
able
to,
kidding me?
You know, because I said it on the air. I was like, dude, I want to play Kyrie. And he was like, well, I mean, the band is made up of, I'm not imagining I'm going to walk on and just do it. Like,
do you realize that Mark Bonilla is putting together? He has like Greg Bissonette.
Greg Bissonette. I know. I'm going to walk in and be like, hey, Greg,
would you mind getting off the drum throne?
It'd be cool if can I raise the hi-hats just a little bit? Is that cool? These are a little low for me, GB. That's all right. So, yeah, I got to go audition the day before, and if I don't make it.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Anyway, tune in 7:10 tomorrow for all the details from Mark in the Morning. Right now, we're playing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian, and we're glad you're listening. Christian, I want to talk to you about balls.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. But your love drives a man insane. You broke my will.
And what a thrill.
Goodness gracious,
great balls of fire.
They're having it. I feel the need for speed. It's like I'm Maverick and you're Goose. Talk to me, Goose. Talk to me.
I think I'm more of a Maverick.
This is you're more like Iceman.
I am.
You sneak.
What's that smell?
You stink. This is Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy Chandler. We're playing 100 minutes of commercial
I'm Christian James
rock.
Hand.
I was getting around to that. He's Christian James Hand. We've got the Imperial Ball. We're not talking about balls. At the Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts at Servite this Saturday, January 23rd, Johnny Depp and friends, special guests, whoever he wants to bring, and he's got great, great friends. People like Steven Tyler, Alice Cooper, Joe Walsh have all showed up before, and it's all for charity, so it's fun. But if you want to play a game... let's do high-low on this one. That way people can't Google and cheat.
Yeah.
Call us right now, 888-696-1003. We'll take caller, let's say 3.
Okay.
Right now.
Right.
And we'll get you on the line, and in a few minutes we'll play a game of high-low. You'll see how that game is played. But in the meantime, I'm going to play some Genesis as a part of this 100 minutes. Yeah. You know, what would you do if I brought your hero, Phil Collins, in here?
I don't know what I would do, man. Because
would you be able to stay in the room?
I don't think so. I mean, I would want to more than anything, but I'm not sure that I could. Because, A, I would be concerned that meeting your heroes is a terrible idea. And, B, I would also be concerned that I would act like the biggest fangirl ever.
I'm
and
sure
just
that's going
to
happen.
And not be able to talk to him.
Meeting your heroes, you think, is a bad idea.
I think it's a terrible
idea.
You might
be disappointed.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe
yeah.
he'll rise past your
because he has a reputation. But I met Def Leppard, hung out with. I worked on a video with Def Leppard for 2 days, and they were some of the nicest people I've ever worked with, ever.
Maybe you'll be surprised.
One would hope.
Well, don't be surprised if we keep going with 100 minutes of classic rock commercial free, almost another half hour of it. This is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
Andy, you know what?
What?
I can't get enough of your love.
Is that right?
It's true.
Well,
it's true.
That's sweet.
It's my pleasure.
It's Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian Hand. He's a little cheeky. And it's time for us to give away some tickets. I need you to engage caller number 3 over there, Christian.
I tell you what, man. I'm doing things in radio I've never done before. You know?
Call screening?
Never screened a call ever before in my entire career.
We used to have interns do that.
Hello.
Hi, who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Russ.
Hey, Russ. Where are you calling from, man?
I'm currently in Fullerton.
Fullerton. Sorry. All right. About that. Well, I guess somebody has to.
Yep.
Okay, so Russ, here's the question. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets, hopefully here, to the Imperial Ball. It's the 2016 version, Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts, Servite this Saturday. It's sold out. Johnny Depp and his friends. People don't even know who's going to show up, but it's probably going to be some kind of amazing superstar. And you'll be going if you get this right. Now, what we're going to do, since it's a ball, I found out the most soccer balls caught by a dog with its paws in 1 minute is a Guinness record for it. Wow. I'm going to put 30 seconds on a sweep hand. Christian, you have a sweep hand on your watch?
I do have a sweep hand on my watch.
Russ, I'm going to give you 30 seconds on my mark, and you're going to guess how many balls. Now, if you guess too low, I'll say higher. If you guess too high, I'll say lower. And if you get it right within 30 seconds, you, sir, are going to this Imperial Ball. Do you understand?
I understand.
I don't.
All right. That's not important.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, guess.
I said 30.
Lower.
25.
Lower.
20.
Lower.
15.
He's got a
lower
strategy.
10.
Higher.
11.
Higher.
12.
Higher.
13.
Higher.
14.
Yes! 14 balls! A beagle named Kieran in Japan holds the Guinness record for the most soccer balls caught in 1 minute with her front paws. Is that not cute? Where's your ball?
That's, go get your ball. I gotta say, that's probably one of the most meaningless competitions I've ever seen. You
go
literally gave
ball
a guy 30
shut
seconds.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Ask Russ. Russ, was that a meaningless contest?
I'm not going to say it was meaningless. I got tickets out of it.
That's exactly right.
I didn't mean meaningless as in meaningless. I meant that it's hardly tough.
Well,
you know?
It was hardly tough.
Yeah.
There's
that much.
The only thing to be worse was like, I have 2 M&Ms in my hand. How many M&Ms do I have in my hand?
Who's buried?
That's tomorrow. Let's do that one tomorrow.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Yeah. All right.
All right, Russ, hold the phone. We're going to get some info from you and send you the show, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Hold on.
Hold your head up. It's urgent. Be proud. It's
100
2 minutes.
M&Ms, Andy.
Shut your mouth. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. Hey, bedtime stories coming up, so gather your kids around. It's good
favorite
radio. Andy in the Afternoon. Andy in the Afternoon. Christian's here, too. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock.
Question for you, Andy.
What's that?
Is that Bill Wyman on bass on that one? It's got to be, right?
Sure.
He
didn't quit until, like 1990, something
Like
that? Yeah. But I want to talk about the Stones, actually. You know, we specialize here in music news you can use. The Rolling Stones.
TM.
Rolling Stones are not doing a date in Southern California anytime soon, but they are starting a tour February 3rd in Santiago, Chile. They're in Los Angeles right now. The Rolling Stones are. This week, they're beginning rehearsals for their South and Central American tour, which starts in a couple weeks here. No word yet if they plan a surprise club show like they sometimes do to get ready here in L.A. So we're waiting, keeping our ear to the ground for that kind of information. But let me just throw this out. If you happen to be on Hollywood Boulevard and you happen to stumble into Musso and Frank's, and you sidle up to the bar and order yourself one of the best martinis you'll ever have in your entire life, and you see a couple of old women dressed in leather down at the end of the bar. Those might not be women.
Right.
They might be.
Stones, mate.
Yeah, or transvestites.
Yeah,
but
one.
Yes, I. But they could be right next to you, and you wouldn't even know it. So go search that out. And while you're hanging around here, we're going to start more classic rock in just a moment. Rita Wild is less than 20 minutes away from you. But we started a little bit of a thing here at the Andy in the Afternoon program, Christian.
I got to tell you, I've been doing radio now for 53 years in a number of marketplaces in different countries around the world. And this is my favorite bit of radio ever. And I've broken some ground in my day, my friend. I have done things that have never been done in radio before. This
it shouldn't have been done this.
Shouldn't have been done ever.
We're
this
going
bit?
To read my nightly bedtime story to Silas. Get ready. Get your PJs on. Because get your, what are they, Minion PJs?
Oh, my God, I just had the greatest idea.
What's that?
You know how, like, in the morning, you know, Mark's got his beanies and his chair thing? Is it? Yes. We need to make Andy and Christian binkies.
Binkies or onesies.
So, when a little binky thing, so people can like sit and listen with a binky while they listen to you read your stories.
Suck on their
binky.
Yeah. I think you're onto something.
Oh my God, get the all marketing people on.
The story tonight. What's wrong, little Pookie? That's coming up next. And also some classic rock here on 100.3.
Brilliant.
The Sound. Stick around. That's right. It's Andy in the Afternoon. That's Christian Hand right over there.
Hello.
So we've got classic rock for you in just moments here. It's not too long before Rita Wild takes over. It's Pretenders in a moment or so. But we started this on our inaugural show on Friday, and I'm a little surprised that it's the most most talked about, most requested thing on the program.
I'm not, because I think it's incredibly good radio.
Well, Silas, if you're listening, he's my 5-year-old. Gather near, get close to Viv and Mom. And hope you're all ready for bed, because here it comes. What's wrong, little Pookie? By Sandra Boynton. Oh, sweet little Pookie, your bright eyes are wet. Come over and tell me why you are upset. My Pookie won't answer, I'll just have to guess. I'll ask you some questions. You say no or yes. Are you cold? No. Are you hungry? No. Did you fall and get hurt? No. Have you lost your old teddy? No. Did you tear your new shirt? No. Are you sick? No. Are you tired? Nope. Do you need a cold drink? No, thank you. Well, then what is the matter? Wait, I've got it, I think. Did a very large hippo try to borrow your shoes? That's silly. Are there 5 lazy frogs in your bed for a snooze? That's silly, too. Did tiny green elephants with wings oh so blue fly off with cookies and leave none for you? But there's no such thing. Okay, sweet Pookie. I give up. I don't know. What's wrong, little Pookie? What worries you so? Please say what's the matter. Why are you upset? Oh, tell me. Please tell me. I forget. She gave him a hug, see? Made him forget what was wrong. That's kind of sweet.
You know, it changed the context for me that Pookie's my girlfriend's nickname from a wang.
That's what I was thinking of when I read that.
It's a good choice.
I really worry that people gathered their children around the radio to hear that.
Oh, I ruined it.
You did.
Damn it. I apologize. Silas, that was my bad. That's Uncle Christian's fault.
Pretenders. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Night, night.
Good night, Silas. I don't even have the thing, Andy.
Cranberry sauce. I'll let you have the thing in just a second here.
Man.
That about does it for us. Hey, we're on a podcast now, friends. You can go and find it on Andy in the Afternoon on our Facebook page. It'll be up tomorrow. Each day is put up there the next day, so you can go there and grab it. We've got Rita Wild in the house. She's right over there.
She's awesome.
Getting her stuff together. We're going to play some Bruce Springsteen in like 10 seconds, which I don't think she cares for. I've heard rumors about another Bruce Springsteen show. Is that something we talk about? Is that just hearsay? Is that just whispered on the wind?
I think it's going to happen.
You think it's going to happen? All right. It would be on Saturday? All right.
Satiate a roadie to get tickets to that show.
Heavens.
If you know what I'm saying.
Why don't you tell us about Morongo instead?
Hi, everybody. I'm going to be at Morongo.
You and Cody Decker, professional baseball player.
Yes. The Morongo, because I thought he was a hockey player. Morongo Casino Sport and Splar thing on Sunday from noon until 7 p.m., Andy.
And you love football, so that'd be great for you.
More football than I can cram in my cram hole.
So he's like football guy going out there to the host of football.
Oh, he's the biggest football fan.
Yeah. I heard about him and his Houston Texans.
So
who are you calling in the game?
Oh, dude, this
week?
Do you know
who's playing?
Oh, yeah, no, it's the Niners. They're taking it. It's going to be huge.
The Niners.
Yeah.
took it all right.
Oh, man, they're gonna take the whole Stanley Cup this year. So to RSVP to this 7-hour marathon sports thing, I'm going to be hanging out at TNT, which is Tacos and Tequila. Please go to thesoundla.com, go on down there, and then we can have a bunch of swag, and you can also win a big screen TV and watch me try to make head and or tail of an American football game.
I think you're going to enjoy yourself.
I certainly am.
You did. You took a big step forward for the National Football League today, my friend.
I did.
I appreciate that.
Man, I will never forget that moment.
Your time at the ram hole?
The way I sunk that trowel into the soil, I felt like my life had come full circle, you know?
Here comes Rita Wild. Join us tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. This is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian, and this is Bruce Springsteen.
No, this is the other guy.
No, this is him. 100.3 The Sound. Have a good night.
Bye, Pookie.